Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap brought to you by Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estratore with the top stories making industry news this Thursday, June 6, 2024. We first turn to Queensland, where the average workers' compensation premiums are set to increase by 4% in the next fiscal year. Acting CEO of WorkCover Queensland, David Healy, assures us that the hike, taking the average from $1.29 to $1.343 for every $100 of wages, is necessary to avoid larger jumps and keep the Sunshine State competitive. Remember, our robust system sees premiums adjusted to business performance, with safer workplaces being rewarded with lower rates. This is in contrast to New South Wales, who face an even steeper increase of 8%, demonstrating Queensland's balance between economic resilience and workers' welfare. In financial advisory news, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, will cease the membership of Dixon Advisory in June 2024. This has sparked worries regarding the management of compensation claims moving forward. Particularly concerning is the potential for substantial unpaid Dixon claims and possible cost implications for the advisors themselves. The Self-Managed Superfund Association is urging the government to step in and ensure stability. Simultaneously, both the Association and the Financial Advice Association are calling for a revisit of the funding guidelines for the compensation scheme of last resort, citing current limitations and complexities involving affected companies like Evans & Partners. Meanwhile, the NSW Supreme Court has ordered a freeze on the bank accounts linked to Hanine S4 amid allegations of insurance fraud. S4 stands accused of profiting by over $380,000 from counterfeit medical invoices following a car accident back in December 2022. NRMA Insurance's legal action brings a clear warning: attempts to deceive the system will be detected and confronted aggressively. Finally, in education finance, Australian university graduates are feeling the heat as their HECS help debts will see a significant 4.7% increase from the start of this month. This change, aimed at preserving the real value of outstanding loans, could add increased financial pressures for over 3 million people in the face of escalating living expenses across the nation. As critics ponder the implications on higher education, finance services, like our very own West Rewards programs, might be the helping hand students and recent graduates need during these challenging times. That concludes our daily wrap for today. For further information, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore, and this has been your daily financial services news wrap brought to you by Financial Services Online.